Little Julia Zeda was born on the 7th of January 2008 in Cagliari, Italy, to Alfio Zeda and Eleonora Gallia, the younger sister of her brother Giovanni. She was a healthy and exuberant child. Her courageous mother describes her as intelligent, serene, joyful, very sweet, and since she was a child, has shown particular attention to the weakest and poorest children, to whom she has always given her beautiful clothes and toys. In kindergarten, she was known to have a very good, diligent, and polite attitude. She was everyone's friend despite her shyness. On January the 18th, 2014, during a party, Julia began to feel sick. Her parents thought it might be something she may have eaten, but after an MRI scan, it revealed that the little one had cancer. After an intense operation and many hospitalizations, doctors immediately had no faith in any chance of a survival. This left the parents in great distress, but they clung to the cross of the Lord. Day after day, prayer and fasting were offered for her healing. While she was in the hospital, little Julia cried every time she heard the other children in despair. She would tell her mother to go and comfort them and not make them cry, not knowing that the same torment would befall her. But in those moments, she did not think about it. She could only perceive the pain of others. Little Julia could not understand why an innocent angel like her could suffer so much. Being locked up in the hospital, one morning, Julia took the statue of the Madonna in her hands, held it tightly, and said, "Madonna, where are you? I've always believed in you. But if you don't help me now, I don't believe in you anymore." But over time, Julia slowly accepted the cross. One day, she knelt down in pain next to her mother and told her that it didn't matter if Jesus didn't heal her, because she knew that with her suffering, she was healing the other children in the ward. This is where she began to show great strength, but it wasn't a strength that came from her, but from the one who we call Heavenly Father. While in Cagliari, Julia underwent 30 radiotherapy sessions and 8 chemotherapy cycles. At the end of August, little Julia falls ill and goes into a coma, but miraculously recovers. Another 10 months were spent in the hospital for blood transfusions and chemotherapy. This is where a central venous catheter was placed on her chest to help with blood, platelet transfusions, and chemotherapy. Because of these treatments, Julia could not enjoy most of the activities a child her age could enjoy, but she accepted her condition as a sick child who was not able to enjoy playtime like the other kids. In October of 2015, eventually the CVC was removed and she was healed, but in March of 2016, Julia was admitted to the hospital in Rome where a spinal metastasis was found. This time, the doctors gave her a 20% chance of survival. Julia and her mother had stayed in Rome for 8 months, and she started a new high-risk chemotherapy course, plus another 20 radiotherapy sessions at Gemelli. The girl is fine, and so the family then returns to Cagliari for Christmas. But hope is soon betrayed when in February of 2017, a checkup revealed 10 spinal metastases, and this time, the possibility of survival drops to 5%. The family is therefore forced to make many flights back and forth. It was a roller coaster of pain and emotion for the family. Julia's hair falls off for the third time, and chemotherapy is a bomb, especially for a girl of her age. Julia prayed a lot and made sure that many people prayed with her and for her. Despite being sick with a bad disease, she still attended Mass, and on May the 28th, 2017, she made her first Holy Communion. She was anxious and excited to have been chosen to bring the hosts for consecration. Suddenly, everything gets out of hand and the disease advances quickly. But in these difficult times, she continues to give courage to her loved ones. One day, she said to her mother, "Mom, you're desperate and you have to be calm, because the Madonna told me that everything will be fine." Her mother then asked her if she and the Madonna spoke often, to which little Julia replied with a yes and hinted at how Our Lady would speak to her in her heart. An interesting thing to note is that Julia often dreamt of Our Lady and then of Merciful Jesus. She even saw the red and blue rays that gushed from the heart of Our Lord without knowing that they were blood and water. The Madonnina, as Julia called her, appeared dressed in purple. She often told her mother that she thought about how much Jesus suffered on the cross and said that her suffering was nothing compared to that of Our Lord's. Every now and then, little Julia wept for her beloved Jesus as she was suffering so much. She would have her father kneel down and recite prayers together with her every night before going to sleep. The medical treatment and interventions she undergoes weakens her body, but not her will to live. Despite the pain she underwent, she continues to cheer up everyone she met on her journey. From the outside, she looked like a healthy and beautiful little girl, but instead, within 2 months, the monster of a disease took her away to heaven on the 6th of May 2018. Realizing that she was about to die, one day she went up in silence to a beautiful little room, all colored with a nice big closet full of wonderful things collected in the past years. She took her bags. She carefully chose all the Barbies, the squishes. She folds up her t-shirts and leggings, hats, and all her beautiful books, and in the end, she decides to tell her mother about her wish, which was to give everything to children who were less fortunate than her. When Julia flew to heaven, her parents continued to make Julia's colorful dreams of giving to the less fortunate children come true. Julia Zeda, prega per noi.